you confirms the rightness of your action, you will still get those same bad consequences. And if you know you're acting in a way to bring right consequences, then all you need is that as an incentive, no matter if everyone around you is convinced that you are wrong. They are not you. They are not going to have to suffer the consequences. If you know they're right, their explanations, if you know that you are right and you are going to get right consequences from your acts, then their explanations are meaningless. But of course, you must take all relevant things into consideration in determining the consequences. Not just the next minute or those things within a few feet of you, but just how will this act become a cause for other effects in the future? What consequences am I bringing back upon myself in the short term and in the long term? Most important, how can I clear my mind of any thought of so-called justification and deal only in terms of possible consequences? Because so-called justification merely hinders my getting the right consequences. Crutches, really, are justifications are nothing more than crutches that try to make bad consequences look inviting or to explain them away as they're beginning to happen. But the justification has absolutely no bearing upon your well-being whatsoever. Only the consequences do. When I pay other people for the things I want, it is not enough to say that I'm paying a so-called fair price. Or would I rather be sure that what I'm paying will be enough to assure their wanting to do business with me again in the future? They're wanting to come back to me with the same services that I've gotten in this previous transaction. Consequences, that's what I'm concerned with. Not being able to say afterward, well, I paid a fair price, or I did this, or I lived up to my part of the bargain. But have I brought upon myself the consequences that I'm seeking? The attraction of the people that I'm looking for? Am I giving to others what is justified, or am I giving what will assure that I get the consequences that I want in life? I've heard a quote of Dan Whiteside's secondhand, and so if there's something wrong with this, it may have been in the communication, but it sounded so good, and I haven't had a chance to check it out that I wanted to pass it on. He is reputed to have said, "When your child is grown up, when all of the diaper changing and runny noses are over with, and he is now out on his own, will he choose you as a friend?" Now, what difference does it make if the circumstances prevented you from being the kind of parent or friend that you would like to be? Who cares what the circumstances are or were? Nature certainly doesn't. The consequences will be there regardless. And in raising your child, as I see the point in his statement, are you recognizing the consequences of your acts, or are you simply going through the motions of what seems to be right by somebody else's standards? What seems to be justifiable, that you're doing everything you can for the child or your husband or your wife or your business associates, whoever it is. The real question is that person going to turn out to be the kind of person in your relationship that you want later? Will the child choose you for a friend when all is said and done? Will your wife stay with you no matter how you can justify your conduct and so forth? So if you have nothing of profit to offer someone else, that someone else is not going to care for the reason why you turned out to be so unattractive. So forget about what sounds good and what is going to pass by someone else's standards. Make your standard this all-important question. What are the consequences going to be to me? And you will have to make that decision because it is you who is going to experience the consequences. No one else can live it for you. No one else can step into your shell and say, well, this is what I would do in your position, because no one else has got the consequences on the block. I can tell you what I would do in your situation, but I won't experience the consequences, if they're bad, that is. If they're good, I'll come back like the racetrack tout and remind you of my good advice and figure that you owe me a share of the winnings. But if my suggestion turns into bad consequences, I may be out of town that week, so don't be surprised. But of course, this is why you must be the authority, because there's no one you can go back to and ask him to pay the consequences for you. No one else can take the responsibility. And what is responsibility anyway? I think it is nothing more than this. Responsibility is simply vulnerability to consequences. If you are vulnerable to some consequences, then you're responsible. That's all there is to it. And I'm not talking about whose responsibility was this. I'm talking about you asking yourself the question, should I be concerned about this? If you're vulnerable to the consequences, then you are responsible, to yourself at any rate. You are the one who's going to have to make sure that the consequences are what you want them to be. And you are responsible only when those consequences will affect you. So that this also clears the air a little bit, I think, about thinking that you are responsible for the starving people in Africa, responsible for this, responsible for that, and so forth. Those consequences, if they aren't going to touch you directly in a way that